we're seeing on social media?
Yes, and I can see on the surface where someone might look at those proposed regulations, and I say proposed, it's really a potential regulation for the council to begin considering and for us to have out there for the public to see. If anyone, you know, if someone's curious about that conversation, I'd really encourage them to go and watch from the webcast of last night and hear Mr. Kirkpatrick's presentation. And it was good to try to help give context to see who is on the team from the various organizations here in town.
There are a lot.
And yes, and the fact that these fines were something that is up to, like it says, a fine may be incurred up to $500, and that's just commonly listed as a potential fine for all kinds of things.
That's the maximum fine for anything in city court, correct?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. And so, he also presented some photos there to show, you know, recent encampment near the tracks out here, where they're not allowed to be. And, you know, as you see with most of these encampments, there is a massive amount of trash and other things that accumulate, needles, you know, just a lot of stuff.
A lot of bad things that could be harmful to other people.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so, you know, as that came before Judge Gentius, he said, guys, you know, really, you know, rather than imposing a fine, you could just help clean this up. And so city provided a dumpster, worked together with the police and the guys who had been encamping there, and they helped clean the mess up. And so, you know, that's what we'd like to see. There's a lot of compassion on this committee, and that's something else you can probably see on that webcast video is the team members that are a part of that task force, presenting lots of different perspectives in the different areas that they serve in our community. And so, you know, they are our neighbors, as Mr. Kirkpatrick pointed out. They are just like any other neighbors. Mm-hmm. There's also things that we would expect them to do or not to do in terms of putting us in harm's way or making, for instance, you know, camping in a public restroom or whatever. You know, that's not a safe situation for
anybody,
for really anybody, but
not,
you know,
even them.
That's true. Not even for them. And so, I think there's been an issue with a lot of those public restrooms no longer being able to be locked from the inside because the locks have been destroyed by people breaking into them who want to camp out in there or try to take a bath in the sink there or, you know, shower in the sink or whatever. Yeah. So, anyway, so that's really the intent, is to try to help set forth some stipulations on and regulations on how we handle these situations. And as you pointed out earlier in our conversation, I mean, it's a very complicated thing. It's not simple.
No, and one thing that we talked about was we've got a vast amount of resources available for people who are in trouble or who are facing some uncertainty ahead. And how to get that information out to the folks who really need it is a little bit of a challenge.
It is. And one of the things, I mean, this was, I think, a surprise to a lot of us on the committee when police department brought us a list of resources. Because when they encounter folks, they give them a list of these resources. And it was several pages long of just numerous resources throughout the city that can help. And the intent also is to add a number, possibly QR code, to the signs in the parks, Pathfinder Parkway, and that sort of thing for those who are in need of those resources. Mm-hmm. And I, as you know, a couple of times that I've been able to go down and help with the warming shelter at Be the Light, I see a majority of these people actually have phones.
It may surprise folks, but that's the truth.
Yeah, they actually do. And if they don't, even
they know someone who does.
They know someone who does. Word spreads quickly, where the resources are. In fact, you know, sometimes folks will come from out of town specifically because they've heard of specific resources here, and they want to be able to take advantage of those.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So it sounds like a basic